Adyen CEO rakes in $29 million salary while laying off 12,000 Americans since tax cut. By John Binder on March 13, 2019. Adyen CEO Randall Stephenson raked in a more than $29 million salary last year, while nearly 12,000 American workers at the telecom multinational corporation have been laid off since the 2017 tax cut. In financial filings released this week, Stephenson and other Adyen executives were revealed to have taken bonuses last year thanks to the corporation's merger with Time Warner, a plan opposed by President Trump's administration. Last year, Stephenson earned $29.1 million, an increase from his year earlier salary of $28.7 million. Similarly, Warner Media CEO John Stankey earned a $16.55 million salary last year, a hefty bonus from his 2017 salary, which totaled more than $10 million. The enormous salaries, thanks in part to the merger, come as Adyen has laid off nearly 12,000 American workers since the 2017 tax cut was enacted, according to the Communications Workers of America, CWA, union. Adyen enjoyed a $20 billion tax windfall from the 2017 tax cut. CWA union president Chris Shelton said in a statement, "Randall Stephenson should be required to explain to his employees how, after pocketing $29 million and benefiting significantly from the tax cut he lobbied for, he can turn around and slash jobs and cause stress and turmoil for hardworking people across America." Adyen promised thousands of new jobs and higher wages for workers before the tax bill passed, but instead workers' lives are being upended by Adyen's shameful corporate greed. Much of the layoffs at Adyen have been the result of the conglomerate's outsourcing and offshoring of American jobs to foreign workers in foreign countries. Most recently, in Syracuse, New York, about 150 Americans will lose their jobs as Adyen closes a call center. In December 2018, the corporation closed call centers in Indianapolis, Indiana, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Appleton, Wisconsin, leaving hundreds and potentially thousands of Americans without jobs. Simultaneously, the corporation has continued outsourcing Americans' jobs to foreign countries like Mexico, India, and the Philippines. Many Adyen employees online said they are in layoff limbo, where they are unsure as to when the next round of layoffs will be and who they will impact. Over the last 3 years, Adyen has sought to outsource more than 800 American jobs to H-1B foreign visa workers and has closed 44 call centers across the country in the last 7 years, leaving 16,000 American workers out of work. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.